A word of caution before the next segment. Today's interview will almost certainly make you hungry. I spoke with USC alumnus Richard Pink about how his family's hot dog stand came to be a true Los Angeles landmark. What's it been like to be part of a traditional family-owned restaurant in a city that's known for fast food?
Well, it's a phenomenal experience being part of a hot dog stand that's been around for 73 years from the time that my parents opened Pink's in 1939 when they borrowed $50 to buy a push cart. And they didn't even have any utilities on the site at La Brea and Melrose at that time. And they had to go out and get a 200-yard extension cord in order to plug into a hardware store to fire up this hot dog cart for the first 2 years. And at that time, imagine this, that the rent was $15 a month and hot dogs were 10 cents and Cokes were a nickel. And so it took a long time for them to establish that that hot dog stand, that reputation that we have today. But over the years, we've had celebrities from everyone from Orson Welles, who, by the way, holds the record for the most hot dogs consumed at one sitting, all the way to Aerosmith was there recently, and Steve Martin came in, and he just put two hot dogs on a tray and a Coke and sat in our dining room and was just sort of quiet and having his two dogs and was very happy and so forth.
Now, hot dogs in Los Angeles have had somewhat of a resurgence over the past couple of years. You got places like Wurst, Koosh, Currywurst, dogs are quite popular. What do you make of that?
Well, there's over 20 billion hot dogs sold in the United States every single year. Hot dog is probably part of America's heritage in terms of food. And it's a very tasty item. We're certainly known for hamburgers in Los Angeles, but hot dogs, if you put on the right kinds of toppings and you make it unique and you make it special, and the places that you mentioned do that, and at Pink's there's 35 different kinds of hot dogs, so we want to be very unique and we want to satisfy all different kinds of tastes. And the fact of the matter is that next to New York City, Los Angeles sells more hot dogs than any other city in the United States. Believe it or not, over $100 million is spent every year on hot dogs in Los Angeles. And as a matter of fact, the number one ballpark for the sale of hot dogs in the U.S. is Dodger Stadium.
Do you like Dodger dogs?
I like Dodger dogs. I have to say I'm biased. I happen to like our dogs better. But mainly because our dog isn't just the dog itself, which is a natural casing dog that snaps when you bite into it. It's steamed. It's not grilled. But the key is that we have so many different kinds of toppings on our dogs, and I just love creating a new hot dog every month with something new and different, whether it's pastrami on the dog or whether it's guacamole or whether it's a bacon or any kind of ingredient I can think of that tastes good to me, I will somehow create a dog. Most recently, we created the Ryan Lochte dog. Now, Ryan's got a new show, What Would Ryan Lochte Do? And Ryan Lochte would come to Pink's. And so what we did with his dog is that we have two dogs that I told Ryan, it's basically like two dogs racing in a swimming pool. And we covered it with French fries. So hot dog topped with fries, topped with nacho cheese sauce, and topped with bacon bits. And he bit into it and he loved it. He actually ate three of them at Pink's. And that's a pretty hearty sampling of hot dogs that Ryan consumed that day.
Have you ever tried out a new hot dog and had customers say, Richard, you've just gone too far with this. This is just too nuts.
If we don't sell 15 or 20 hot dogs a day of that particular dog, after a couple of weeks of people getting introduced to it, then we do take it off the menu, you know? And I'm sure that there's some things that people will say, oh, this is really crazy, you know, putting onion rings on a hot dog covered with barbecue sauce. Or Martha Stewart created a hot dog at Pink's, which is basically relish and tomatoes and sauerkraut and sour cream and bacon. And some people will go, wow, that's just too much. And, you know, hot dogs usually you think of as eating with your hands. But most of our hot dogs are covered with so many different toppings and we create so many different tastes with it. You really have to sit down and you have to eat it on a tray with a knife and fork. And I know, Omar, you've done that.
That was Richard Pink, owner of Pink's Famous Hot Dogs.